Bungie cash to show mask.
Children of the same family die in Lusaka's Kabanana compound after eating suspected contaminated food. Chief Chitina commend government for the construction of a new palace. In African news, the Central African Republic President Traudera wins a third term. That's the lunchtime news, and my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into a suspected food poisoning incident that has claimed the lives of three children from the same family in Kabanana compound. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says police received a report on January 5, 2026, around 15 hours, indicating that the family had allegedly consumed contaminated food prepared at home, which led to the fatalities. Mr. Chilabi explained that preliminary investigations indicate that on January 3, 2026, around 20 hours, six family members allegedly consumed a meal consisting of Vinshima pumpkin leaves, locally known as Chihuahua, soya pieces, and sour milk. He disclosed that around midnight, all six individuals began experiencing symptoms, including stomach pains, diarrhea, and vomiting. On January 4, 2026, the victims were rushed to Chipata Level 1 Hospital, where one child, Gertrude Sivongile Mutombeni, aged 1, died. Mr. Chilabi further explained that the remaining five were later referred to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital, where another child, Roy Damtombeni, aged 6 years, died at around 18 hours on the same day. And yesterday, around 04 hours, a third child, Wongani Mtombeni, aged 8 years, also passed away. The parents received their treatment and have been discharged in stable condition. Mr. Chilavi says the bodies of the deceased children are currently at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital and the University Teaching Hospital pending postmortem examinations to establish the exact cause of the death.
On January 4, 2026, the victims were rushed to Chipata Levi 1 Hospital, where one child, Gertrude Sibongire Mtombeni, aged 1 year, died. The remaining five were later referred to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital, where another child, Lloyd Mtombeni, aged 6 years, died around 18 hours on the same day. On January 5, 2026, around 04 hours, a third child, Bongani Mtombeni, aged 8 years, also passed away. The parents received treatment and have since been discharged in stable condition. The bodies of the deceased children are currently at Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital and the University Teaching Hospital.
Parents and guardians in Luwingu District of Northern Province are concerned following the collapse of the classroom block at Kapisha Primary School. The parents and guardians who spoke to Kombon Radio News expressed a shock that rehabilitation works have not yet commenced, despite schools are set to reopen in few days' time. They have warned that the school, which has an enrollment of over 1,200 learners, may fail to reopen on January 12th due to severity of the damage. Some parents disclosed that the incident also led to the extensive damage to classroom desks, further compounding the challenge facing the school.
Winda turore keshi hapo kutuwafu wako uku before shukuru tajiravuka batu wafu wako kutuucha ila komenta nansi because na haba na tatuishi yofu baka rasambilira pano pa haba fekati china randati ni two block edo ya kwa tama klasi almost four so tularomba kuna chimbi yako ya kwa bachia kwe bati ama klasi ya bako nangu ya tatu nangu four nombe cha kuchituba ile poku romba baturo ni depo limbi tuwa kwa tobu sansu uwa kuponeno ni chichi ichikuruwa so tatuishi baba na besu uko badambu kusambira nomba ture romba kuli mwe uteko kwesu ukuti
chibi ipi sheko isu kulu lidiari hapo na wanu ama deski hapo na ya fima wafi hapo na pama deski na maratona yo yaona ika kanchi fingi fiona ike pano pasu kunu isu kulu lino kubuka patofu nombe isu kulu linari fimbuka tatukwete na bana ishikuri ya shingulu kwane mishingi sana ya Mulwingu aisha bana basa mbili la pano ndesubi la bali fika nangu 3,000-4,000 so nomba pa natu kwa tovu afya iskulu liarifi mbuka kumfula ile lokesha sana.
And social scientist Innocent Kolala has questioned why the area member of parliament has not utilized the disaster management component of the constituency development fund to initiate rehabilitation works at the school located within the central business district.
For your own information, the population for Luwingu CBD is such a huge population. Now you find that we only had 4 classroom blocks here in the CBD, which is supposed to cater for a lot of pupils. And for your own information, this school has close to 1,200 pupils in 4 classroom blocks. Close to 1,200 students or teachers who are learning from this school. Now we have such a calamity in this class. So, for example, if there are 1,200 who are entering in 4 classroom blocks, we are going to.
His Royal Highness Chief Chitina has expressed a gratitude to the government for the construction of a new palace, which is nearing completion in his chiefdom. Chief Chitina said the development is a significant improvement, noting that the house he is currently occupying is not suitable to be referred to as a palace. He explained that the new structure will provide a dignity and a proper working environment for the traditional leadership.